One of them crosses the international date line in the middle of Sfira. So you have Shilas all year round, keeping Shabbos, etc. Other halakas when you cross the international date line. And then the Shilas as well is how do you count Sfira? If you go cross over, it could be the day before or the day after. In other words, it's a general issue in terms of there's different shitas. There's the Chazon Ish shita, Rev Tukachinsky. There's, I think, the Har Tzvi, who seems to go with the non-Jewish, the Gentile international dateline. So according to the international dateline for the Gentile one, so therefore every Saturday is Shabbos. But sometimes you have, according to the different shitas, if you're in Hawaii, according to some, it could be on Friday, Shabbos. And or you're in Japan, perhaps it could be on Sunday. So in general, it all depends what shita you go like. I once spoke to Rav David Cohn about it. He wasn't, he think he can't be machria. He didn't want to paskin. I think I asked the Shaila about someone in Hawaii about keeping Shabbos. Either way, so he didn't want a paskin on it. But either way, it's different shitas. So where the international dateline is, etc. So it's a big issue for Shabbos. Some machmir, they'll keep Me'ikar Adin, they'll keep Shabbos, but then there'll be machmir depending where they are. And let's say Hawaii on Friday, Sveika, any Malacha Daraisa, whatever, you have to know what a Malacha Daraisa is, what a Malacha Darabanan is. However, so in general, so Sfira, so Omer, so then some say you count without a bracha, you count both days, or it depends, or if you're ahead, you're behind. But there's a famous shita of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Usfar Tem Lachem, that Shavuos is unique. By all of the Yom Tovim, the Torah gives us a date. But by Sfira, so Omer, it says to count the 49 days. In fact, that's what the Gemara says. We don't have, Bizman Hazel, we know when it falls out, the 6th and the 7th. Yom Tov Sheni is the 7th, this even. But back in the day, Chazal tells sometimes it could be on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, because it's not locked into a specific date. Svar Tem Lachem. So the Lubavitch Rebbe has to be finished. Most don't assume that way, that it depends on your own count. So in other words, if you crossed over the international dateline, let's say it's a day ahead, so for you, if you came, so you'd observe your Shavuos on the day before, or contrastly, on the other end, if you came in, you'd have to either you could do it a day later, and in fact, that's what they say among some Lubavitcher shluchim, that they specifically they'll take the laundry, they'll take a flight or however they go in order to avoid passing the international dateline over Sfira, because for them it's not the shiloh of Sfira. It's a big shiloh for them when you celebrate the Yontav of Shavuos. And maybe if they have a whole group of them, they could have a minion. But that's they try to avoid passing it over. But we generally don't assume, even we agree with the Prince, Svar Tem Lachem, that from Alpi Machshava, that you may have to make, you have to make your own Shavuos, you have to do your own Kabbalah Torah. However, we don't assume that way, that person has their own Shavuos. So that's just the famous Chiddush of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So in Chabad, they might accept it. Therefore, they try to avoid the Shiloh, not crossing over the international dateline on Sfira Sa'omer, because it could affect the Yontav of Shavuos. And then the general issues in terms of what do you do, which day do you accept among the different shitas of when it seems Me'ikar Adin, that if you go with the, according to Rashi, Petzer Frank and others, that Saturday is always Shabbos Me'ikar Adin, and then the Shiloh is on when you want to be Machmir for the other shitas, you make a difference between the Rishis and the Rabbanans.